AFK.
Hey, it's Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. Is this Will?
It's Morris.
Hey, Morris. We haven't actually talked in a few weeks. Is Will or John around?
Hold on one second.
Thanks.
Hey, this is Will.
Hey, Will. I just sent over the documents. I just emailed them over to you.
Okay.
So this is I'm glad it's you because you're good to work with. For John, he has three different addresses on all the documents we submitted. He's got King Street. There's a different one on his K1. On the application, he put 1645.
Damn accountants. They don't have any damn sense.
Aren't you their accountant?
No, there's a CPA we have, and they're crazy.
No problem. But so where does he live?
What do you got on 1645 Florida Line Road?
I have that on the application. His driver's license says King Street.
Yeah, use the King Street address, 118 East King Street.
Got it, but no problem. We just need to prove that's his address when you
that's
send
his
back
address.
The...
That's where he lives.
Right, so can you send any kind of proof that, because it's different?
That's just, y'all don't take my word about nothing, do you?
I believe everything, but I'm gullible as could be.
I got no reason to lie. I got no reason to lie to you about where he lives. Hell, you can go on Google and find anything about anybody, what they had for dinner last night almost.
I know it, right?
Yeah.
But the fact is we got three different documents with three different addresses. So
okay.
They just want to have proof that the King Street is his address. So is there anything where...
Well, it's on his driver's license.
Yeah. But obviously, you know, people move and they still keep their old address. They don't update that. So what I'm asking is, can you... anything from his that proves he lives at King Street as
yeah,
far
I'll
as...
Yeah, I'll send you something here in just a second.
Okay, does he... well, you have a document, so send it back with the signed documents.
Okay.
So does he rent or own that King Street property?
He owns.
Okay, if you have a mortgage statement or a deed, you know, is something for there. Seriously, it's these three different addresses. I can't even argue with management about it, you know?
Yeah. Well, what about if I send you the electric bill, the power bill for the month?
If that has his name and that address
yeah,
on it?
Yeah, it's got his name and address on it.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Does that work?
Yes. Listen, Will, we're getting back to the issue, too, is I know that John's nervous about this.
He's not nervous. He just wanted to know if it's real or not, you know?
This is real. I sent the documents. You have them. So we just need to prove this is all they're asking. They just want to make sure that there's three addresses for him. Which one does he live at
yeah.
and prove it, right? That makes sense. That's not ridiculous.
That makes sense. All right, I'll send you a copy of the power bill.
Okay, perfect. And
that's going to work? That'll be enough for you?
I hope so. You know, they were saying give us a rental lease or a mortgage payment coupon, you know, or you, just to prove that he lives there. I think if you have his name and the address on there, that
right.
should be
I'll
fine.
Do, I'll do that, and then you just call me and tell me if anything else. How about that?
All right, well, this is the thing. Mm-hmm. Since John doesn't want us calling his bank, right?
What
about
bank?
the more where you guys have your commercial mortgage, right? We don't want to call anybody. You don't want us to call anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Can you send me a statement from the annual payment that you made in December or January?
I might can. I knew this. I knew that wasn't it. Okay. Let me see.
No one wants to call anybody. They just want to make a check on their clipboard. So when the investors do their annual audits, you know, it's in the file. Nobody wants to call anybody.
All right, I'll see. I'll talk.
Okay.
To you. All right.
Yeah, it's nobody wants to call anybody. That's it. Just proof that he lives on King Street.
What documents did you send? Let's see. So you haven't sent the documents yet.
No, you got them.
Okay, but they're not ready yet. They still want to do background stuff. Still.
No. They just want to check off a couple boxes.
What's
no one's
a couple
gonna...
of boxes? Tell me. Just tell me everything. Don't beat around the bush.
No, this is it. This is it. They just want to prove. They just want proof of where John lives because we have three addresses on three different documents, right? We have the driver's license, the K-1, and the application. It's three okay. different addresses. So they just want to where does he live and prove it, okay. right?
All
right. And the other one is no one wants to call a bank. They just want to know, oh, you own your land. Give us a current mortgage statement. We'll put it in the file. No one's calling anybody. That's okay. it.
All right, we'll do it.
Let me tell you, we've been through quite a bit. I wouldn't have gotten the docs if they weren't ready to do this.
Okay, all right. Let me see if I can get this for you.
All right. Also, the one thing that might happen, and this isn't anything, is they're not going to call William Harvey.
I don't care if they do. I mean, he knows. I already talked.
No. Yeah, but no one's going to call him. Mm-hmm. It's very traditional that they'll call John and confirm his identity because he's the number one borrower. He's a primary borrower. So they'll do a 30-second to 1-minute call where they call and they confirm his identity and his awareness of the loan.
Okay.
And then, so that's it. So we just need to, when you return the signed documents, mm-hmm. proof of where John lives, and just a copy of the commercial mortgage statement for the land. And that's it. And then they'll call John and we'll fund it. And hopefully we can fund it today.
Okay. All right. Let me get on this and I'll get this to you and I'll call you.
Okay, Will. Sounds great.
Bye.